Dear Cheap Astronomy, why do supernovae explode once they start fusing iron? Right now, our sun is fusing hydrogen into helium in its core. In maybe 5 billion years, the situation will be all clogged up when the core has become mostly helium and the hydrogen fusion happens around it in a fusion shell. Without any further radiation pressure arising from hydrogen fusion, the helium core will contract and compress and heat up, which will support helium fusion, creating carbon and oxygen. The combination of a helium-fusing core surrounded by a hydrogen-fusing shell generates a lot more energy, so the sun will expand outwards by radiation pressure, although being bigger, its surface will be further out from the hot core and hence cool down to a red colour, and so our sun will become a red giant in about 5 billion years. But as helium fusion runs its full course, the remaining core of mostly carbon and oxygen doesn't have sufficient gravity to pull back all the expanded outer parts of the star, which will just slough off as a planetary nebula, and the stellar core left behind will keep on radiating its retained heat for billions of years without undergoing any further fusion. But it's a whole different story for a star with about 25 times the mass of the Sun, which has much more gravity and compression and heat, so the carbon that forms in its core can fuse into neon, and then the neon fuses into oxygen, and then the oxygen into silicon. That very brief summary just describes the dominant fusion products of each stage, and indeed oversimplifies the many different fusion pathways involved. For example, oxygen is also fused straight from helium, and a range of other elements such as magnesium and sulfur appear along the way, they're just not the dominant elements of each stage. It's also the case that all this happens pretty fast. Once a giant star starts fusing carbon, the carbon is mostly used up in about 600 years. Then the subsequent neon fusion is all done in about 1 year, oxygen fusion is done in about 6 months, and silicon fusion takes about 1 day. It's often said that the output of silicon fusion is iron, but again, that's an oversimplification. In fact, this stage is generally described as silicon burning, where most of the silicon photodisintegrates due to the high energies and pressures that are in the star's core. Photodisintegration means a nucleus absorbs gamma radiation and disintegrates mostly into alpha particles, which are essentially helium nuclei. So it is the silicon that drives all the subsequent fusion steps, but largely by virtue of it disintegrating into helium nuclei, which then contribute to the 8 reactions in the silicon burning sequence. The full sequence is that silicon and helium fuse to sulfur, sulfur and helium fuse to argon, argon and helium to calcium, and calcium and helium and titanium and helium fuse to chromium. Chromium and helium then fuse to iron. And despite what you often hear, iron can and does fuse in a giant star, where iron and helium fuse to form nickel, and nickel and helium fuse to form zinc. But really, this is the last gasp of a dying star, as the iron fusion and those subsequent steps do not produce new energy. Indeed, those last fusion reactions consume energy. The key issue to all this is the ratio of binding energy to nucleon number, where a nucleon is a proton or a neutron, that is, the things that make up a nucleus. Protons are all positively charged, so you need binding energy in the form of the strong nuclear force to hold them together. When you are dealing with relatively simple nuclei, like helium, carbon and oxygen, there are ways to reorganize the nucleons in an energy-efficient manner that produces a new element and releases energy. But once you get to iron, that principle doesn't work anymore. The formation of iron is just another fusion reaction, but it represents a point where so much binding energy is required to hold the newly fused nucleus together that no net energy is released. So, a giant star, having switched over to silicon burning, has only minutes remaining as the fusion steps to iron and beyond shut down outward radiation pressure from the core, so the enormous mass of the surrounding star comes crashing down. The core is crushed inwards, but can only go as far as becoming an incompressible sphere of neutrons, and the rebound shockwave then blows the star to bits.